Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Yo quiero Taco Bell. It is free talk. Travian? Wait, that's French now.
My nose, I gotta go take a wicked yes.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf. Okay. I'm not multilingual at all. In grade school or something, we would have someone from like the high school language classes come in and do like 1 week. So I got like 1 week of French, 1 week of German, 1 week of Spanish, and like I can't even get to 10 in all three of those languages. I can get to 10 in like I think Spanish alone, and the rest of them is questionable. I recognize certain phrases and things like that. I can tell, like, if I hear somebody speaking in any of those three languages, I can generally tell that it's that language. But outside of that, that's about all the multilingual you're going to get out of the captain.
My high school Spanish teacher apparently spoke like seven languages.
Ooh, impressive.
And at one point in time had to do a one-on-one class with a student in Russian because they listed it in the syllabus. Yeah. And so when the student like enrolled, they went, taking Russian. And this like one guy ever took Russian in the whole of high school.
Are you multilingual?
No, I know. I'm like you. I know a little bit. I know enough to kind of like communicate with patients that are either Spanish speaking, Portuguese speaking, or French speaking. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Sadly,
I listen to German metal music. Does that count?
Du hast.
Yeah, it's the only German metal anyone knows. Rammstein.
Yeah. There is one other language that I sadly speak incredibly fluently. So I speak it so fluently that when I'm watching other people, I can predict what they're about to do when they themselves are speaking this language.
Western?
Drunkenese.
Oh,
yep, I know that one.
Yeah, when you see plastered people about to do plastered things, you're like, oh, no, this is, oh, here, we got to get out of here because they're about to, whatever it is going to happen, and you want to get out of their way. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, which is a video sharing website to compete with YouTube directly, and it's really taking off. Now it's got over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators, because we all know that since Google bought YouTube, it's really gone down the tube. No pun intended. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, and so now we're streaming live every night, seven nights a week, and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com. That way, every video archive you watch, you help seed and help us to keep it online forever. Again, video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com. All right. In the previous segment, we just sort of got maybe the headline.
Part of the headline.
Part of the headline about a suicidal dolphin. No relation to suicidal tendencies, the band. This is an actual creature, the dolphin, who... Richie Rich, tell us what's going on.
All right. Headline again. Heartbreaking story of dolphin named Peter who killed himself by drowning after being separated from his human lover.
Okay. Hang on a minute. Dolphins.
Oh, you okay with that?
Whatever, who cares? All right. They were in love.
Dolphins live in the water. So you would think they would have some sort of, you know, self-preservation instinctual mechanism to prevent them from drowning.
Yeah, they have to surface to get air.
Right. No, I understand that they still breathe, like, you know, mammals and all that kind of thing. But, like, you know, in my head, I would think that they've evolved to a point where, like, purposefully drowning themselves kind of doesn't happen.
Yeah. Well, it's like people, right? So, like, when you're underwater, you get that, oh, I can't breathe, I gotta swim to the surface.
Yeah.
Unless you're, I guess, actively trying
so
to drown yourself.
He just dove to a depth that he couldn't get back from? Tell us more.
Okay. And possibly, but again, like, people are able to kill themselves despite the human preservation instinct.
And it has been said when I was growing up that dolphins are more intelligent than humans.
Right. So, this, again, I said this is an old story. Peter the Dolphin fell in love with a human woman, but when the two were separated, he was so heartbroken, he took his own life. The 6-year-old bottlenose dolphin had a romance with 23-year-old research assistant Margaret Howe during a wild 10-week fling.
Wait. First of all, if I ever met this girl, Margaret, I'd be like, Margaret, that story about the dolphin? Yeah? How?
She a freak, that's how.
Wait, was she a mermaid?
No. Oh. Research assistant.
Okay.
Here's why it's an old story. Okay. In the 60s. So this happened a long time ago.
Well, this is an old story.
That's what I said. Said it's an old story.
Oh. Really digging into the Wayback Machine.
Free love, man. Free love.
News to me, man. I don't know when this story surfaced. Like, you know, if it
surfaced.
But when
are you being flippant?
Could be flipper. They call him Peter. Peter. But when they were pulled apart by circumstances, Peter was left utterly devastated. He refused to breathe, sank to the bottom of his tank, and died in a case widely claimed to be an act of suicide.
That's so sad.
It is kind of sad.
Why did she leave him? Does the story say?
Yes.
Okay.
Margaret and Peter first met in a bizarre NASA-funded experiment designed to teach dolphins to understand and potentially even mimic human speech.
Okay.
The purpose of the test was stranger still, with the long-time goal being to work out how humans could talk to aliens.
Hmm.
I assume they mean outer space aliens and not, like, you know, illegal immigrants.
Yeah, this is the 60s, man, so, yeah. And perhaps even odder was the massive undertaking to create the Dolphin House, a sprawling complex flooded with water where Margaret and Peter would live together for 10 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Margaret would spend all her time in the 22 inches deep seawater with Peter, apart from when she could climb onto a dry bed or desk, which hung from the ceiling, hidden behind shower curtains.
Weird.
Yep. The 60s, man. The couple were to live, sleep, wash, eat, and play together, with as if they attempted to teach the dolphin, one of the most intelligent animals on the planet, how to speak through his blowhole.
I try to do that all the time. It never works out.
Dr. John C. Lilly from the Dolphin Point Laboratory on the island of St. Thomas in the Caribbean oversaw the experiment, and he predicted that the dolphin could be able to mimic human speech within a decade or two. So that is one failed prediction.
Well, okay. Like, it doesn't seem possible. Like, I could get, like, maybe dolphins could communicate in some way, like, if you put, like, a big screen and a keyboard, you know, in front of them, and they could, like, touch it with their nose, right?
Sure.
The letter A and the letter B.
Yeah,
and
like
the letter
they do with dogs.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I could see that, but I don't understand, like, I don't think their blowhole, I don't know enough about dolphin blowholes, apparently, but, like, it doesn't seem like that,
pretty hold to me, man.
That could function as a larynx.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe they think that the actual, however the dolphins make the noise, wasn't going to cut it for human speech.
Right.
And so maybe the blowhole is an alternative.
They can communicate telepathically.
Dolphins?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that from Echo the Dolphin on Sega. However, between the dolphin and his human handler, things became much more complicated than anyone could have predicted. His own vet described Peter as falling madly in love with Margaret.
How does one discern the behavior of a dolphin that is single and looking from a dolphin that is madly in love? These are the questions that we'll talk about.
Maybe a partial answer.
Coming up here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Have you communicated with a dolphin?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
When we bash the shark in the head with a billy club.
His name was not Flipper. He was not faster than lightning because he was caught by man. Actually had a shark jaw, full shark jaw, that was big enough that I could, like, step through it, like, in a hula hoop style.
That's cool.
After the butcher on board the long line fishing vessel that I was on, after he would kill the shark, make sure he's dead, we would just basically gut it, guts go over the side, and then he kept the shark jaw because he knew it was my first time out fishing for shark or whatever. He kept the shark jaw for me. And then what we did to clean it, because it's got all sorts of, like, residual skin and, you know, whatever on it, what you do is you just take and tie a piece of monofilament to it and drop it down until it sits on the bottom. You got to be in shallow waters. But
okay,
all the little sea critters will come along and, like, and polish it up all nice for you. So, like,
I was going to guess piranha tank, but that's cool, too.
No, it removes whatever the critters are. They just come along overnight, and they clean it up all nice, and it comes out gleaming and ding, you know what I mean? And, you know, yeah.
So, the circle of oceanic life.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. We're sort of finishing a conversation that we had off air about sharks and fishing, but we are talking about a suicidal dolphin here on Free Talk Live.
Not a fish!
If you want to call in, it's 603-283-6160. It's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
So, Richie Rich, continue telling us. So, first of all, this happened in the 60s. This was a NASA-sponsored experiment where this lady and this dolphin...
trying to get the dolphin to learn how to speak through its blowhole.
And so they made them live together
in like a
half-human, half-dolphin environment?
That part, I'm not clear how much of the area was dolphin tank.
Yeah.
But she was in, it's at 22 inches deep seawater, which doesn't seem like a lot for a dolphin.
No, that's not a lot at all.
Right. So I don't know because the lead was that the dolphin sank to the bottom of his tank, and I'm not clear if that was just 22 inches.
Right.
Or not.
Or maybe there was just like there was a bigger tank where the dolphin could swim around, and then, like, when it wanted to communicate with her, it would come into this more shallow tank.
That's either not clear or we haven't got there.
Okay.
Okay. So the vet on duty described Peter as
duty.
Described Peter's falling madly in love with Margaret. While the test was unsuccessful in getting the dolphin to learn English, it did offer an insight into the powerful emotions held by animals. Margaret noticed by week 4 of the experiment, Peter had started to become sexually aroused around her would be flirtatious, nibbling at her and rubbing against her legs.
Wow. Are you sure his name was Peter?
That's a good name.
Not Rico Suave?
And as Peter's urges became more and more lusty, the young researcher decided to start pleasuring the dolphin.
Oh, gosh.
In a bid to keep him focused.
Oh, my gosh.
I was kind of hoping that the story would take this turn.
Really? I didn't peg you for a fan of interspecies erotica.
Well, it makes an interesting story.
I can just see her next tattoo now.
Right.
Have you seen Clerks 2, the movie?
No.
Oh, there's a bit in there about interspecies erotica that's hilarious. You haven't seen
You guys
movie.
Have never hooked up with a dolphin before?
No.
The donkey show?
No, I'm not into football players. Miami?
Oh, okay.
Dolphins? Come on, man.
Ray Finkel.
Sports ball.
Finkel and Einhorn.
Einhorn.
She denied this was sexual for her, but acknowledges it was for him, and instead described the experiences as sensuous.
Can I stop you there?
Anytime, please.
She was jerking off the dolphin and said that it wasn't sexual?
For her. Like, she apparently derived no pleasure.
Okay, but you're still, touching the dolphin sexually.
She's like, I'm doing it for the experiment, man. I'm just doing it for the experiment.
She loved him.
I mean, if the dolphin's, you know, like, rubbing up on you and rubbing up on your legs and stuff and got a little
I mean, maybe
dolphin
she
chubby.
Had, like, no social life. Maybe she was, you know, a self-isolator.
I mean, she was a research assistant for NASA, so I don't know how much of a social life you get.
Oh, maybe she was unattractive.
I could be suggesting that.
I'm just taking wild stabs in the dark here. You know,
because all ugly people start. Our
research assistant for NASA and resort to interspecies erotica.
Look, not all ugly people are smart, but all smart people are ugly. So, they have time. They don't have social lives to go have fun. This is nose in a book.
This is a, like, there's some things we can't say on air, and I'm struggling with not being able to say them based on your story content and also our collective commentary.
I don't think we've said anything out of bounds.
No, not yet.
Okay. We're toeing the line.
Yeah, we're walking the edge pretty close, but we haven't crossed it yet.
Margaret, however, did admit she formed a deep emotional bond with Peter. That relationship of having to be together sort of turned into really enjoying being together and wanting to be together and missing him while he wasn't there, she told a BBC documentary in 2014. It was just easier to incorporate that and let it happen. It was very precious. It was very gentle.
It is kind of cute. I mean, it seems to be consensual on both ends, so I don't have an issue with it.
Peter knew I was right there. Peter was right there. Again, it was sexual on his part. It was not sexual on mine.
I like how she has to keep justifying that. Like, keep telling yourself that, lady.
Right.
People have questions. And if your best story coming out of NASA, like, what'd you do at NASA? You're not going to believe it.
You're saying that she did all of this on porpoise?
Oh, man.
You're just being shellfish. I can see the anchor in your eyes.
It would just become part of what was going on, like an itch, just to get rid of that, scratch it, and we'll be done and move on. Now, that part, as a guy, can kind of understand. You scratch the itch, and all of a sudden, everything, like, clears up, and your day becomes more focused. It's a thing. I'm not going to say it on air, but it's a thing. Peter was, however, utterly smitten with Margaret. And he would get jealous if she spoke to other humans.
Wow.
And even lost interest in two other female dolphins.
Well, he had it going on. I mean, this guy had stud written all over him, right? He's got 2-3 chicks. Doesn't care what species they are.
I mean, if you're getting rejected by the two members of your species, but you know where you can get a hand job, like from a different species?
Dolphins don't have hands, so she does have the advantage there.
Come on with the story, please, before I get carried away and she was kicked off the air.
He took to sleeping just next to her suspended bed. The two would watch TV, and he even started to form some human sounds, in particular the word ball. However, as their bond became deeper and they established a workable relationship between human and dolphin, the experiment's funding ran out, and the dolphin house had to close.
Aww.
That's a very sad story. The dolphin killed himself because he had no more love.
It ran out of money.
The government wouldn't fund his love tryst. Oh, my gosh. 603-283-6160 or Free Talk Live. It's coming up.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill will be passed this week, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We will bring the bill to the floor tomorrow for consideration.
Speaker Pelosi on ABC's This Week. The bill includes funding for roads, bridges, high-speed internet, rail and transit, drinking water upgrades, and other priorities meant to shore up the nation's infrastructure. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez telling Fox News he's not so hot on the bill.
The price of gas is going up, the price of eggs, the price of basic necessities is through the roof. At the end of the day, the spending is completely out of control. We have to stop somewhere because eventually the bill becomes due, and it's going to come due in the form of higher taxes for everyone.
The legislation was passed in the Senate last month with bipartisan support, 19 Republicans and every Democrat voting for it. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas is saying a significant number of Haitian illegal immigrants are being released into the United States. He told Fox News Sunday that number is somewhere between 10 and 12,000, but could be higher.
About 3,000 are actually in detention. Others are in immigration court proceedings. They are monitored by us. We impose conditions.
Last week, more than 15,000 Haitians congregated underneath a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. The encampment has been cleared out, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection has reopened the border crossing in Del Rio. A shooting outside a bar near Seattle, Washington, killed at least three people, three others wounded. At least one of the surviving victims said to be in critical condition. Police say shots were fired after a dispute between two people inside a sports bar in Des Moines. They left that bar in separate vehicles after an argument and then fired shots into a parking lot. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in, talk about anything that's on your mind. We have some callers on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. I did host this show last night, and I need to just take care of some business here because I missed this last night. Bad
for
host.
Shame.
Bad captain, bad host. How dare you? Anyway, I want to say thank you to Curry Taylor. Who is a silver-level amplifier. That means Curry gives $5 to Free Talk Live for the explicit purpose of getting us onto more radio stations. And I also want to say thank you to Chris Cohen, who is also a silver-level amplifier. He also gives $5 to Free Talk Live for getting us onto more radio stations. This money doesn't go anywhere except for that purpose. It doesn't go into my beer fund. It doesn't go into Richie Rich's weird story fund. It doesn't go to help,
I wish I got paid for help, weird stories.
To help Nikki pay off her school debt for, you know.
Hey, I'm debt-free.
Oh, nice.
I paid out of pocket.
Or her makeup fascination.
Well, yeah.
Car parts.
Yeah. Car parts, yeah. You know, it doesn't go to any of that. It goes only to get this show onto more radio stations. We're currently on around 180. We could be on 200. We could be on 250. Even more. 300 is not out of the question. It's
700 radio stations.
Visit amp.freetalklive.com to find out more about the Amplifier program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and that's what the money would be going to. So thank you again to Curry Taylor and Chris Cohen for being amplifiers of Free Talk Live. We appreciate you and your contributions. So, apparently, Richie Rich, your dolphin story has sparked some interest. We're going to go to Kadu from Connecticut, who has at least one question about this dolphin situation. Kadu, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah. Do we know if the dolphin gave verbal consent?
What a great question.
I want to say no, because the only word that he was almost able to form was ball. So unless ball was somehow saying okay. Now, okay, but if you want to get into like the real topic, is verbal consent actually necessary?
Well, I'm curious if the dolphin gave consent at all.
Understood. And that would be more important than verbal consent. Because yeah. I'm convinced that there are other ways to express consent other than just verbal.
Yeah, right. Saying yes or no. Like, that's a human thing. And, you know, if the dolphin could communicate in, I don't know.
Like if the dolphin swims up to her thing with the chubby and flips over and she starts giving it a go.
Let's be less descriptive about
sure.
that.
I mean, honestly, I would favor that the dolphin signing a written contract. I mean, I thought if verbally the dolphin was able to squeak something out, like let's go now, you know, I could appreciate that, too. But other than that, I think this is an immoral experiment.
All right. Thanks for the call, Kadu.
Tell that to Peter.
He seemed okay with it.
If he returned for more, I assume he was okay with it. So,
or if he didn't swim away when she started, right?
Right. Or otherwise object, something along those lines. I don't know. Although, you know, it's a NASA experiment, and governments aren't real keen on, like, asking folks for permission when they do stuff.
It also doesn't seem like this was part of the experiment in any way whatsoever.
I don't think so either. I actually heard that all of the dolphins signed an informed consent form before the experiment started.
Okay. There you go.
You heard that?
I'm totally just kidding.
They put their flipper print on the
dolphin. I was going to say, do you can hear dolphin now? Do you translate?
You telepathically. Well,
they telepathically communicate to me.
Okay. I want whatever you're on.
That's good.
We'll wait till after the show.
Organic oats and honey. And wine. Lots of booze.
I mean, did it mention anything in there about, like, it sounds like it was a consensual relationship.
Well, what it mentioned was, again, the dolphin would rub up against her, right?
He literally committed suicide after she left, so... I mean, he seems pretty.
I mean, I'm just, like, I guess I just want to look out for some sort of weird Stockholm dolphin syndrome. Dolphin Stockholm, whatever, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Dolphin home syndrome, stock dolphin? I don't
dolphin,
know.
Dolphin home syndrome.
Yeah, you know, because, like, we've seen this in humans, right? The Milgram experiments, we've seen this in, sure. What was the other experiments?
Well, there's the Milgram experiment, the Ash conformity test. I forget the other
one. What's the one where they did the prison?
The Stanford prison.
Stanford prison experiments.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the one that really plays into the Stockholm syndrome one. So, you know, the dolphin, arguably, in captivity.
Right.
Being handled by the person that, I'm guessing, fed him and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
But also had access to two other female dolphins.
Right, but those two female dolphins didn't feed him and take care of his other needs, apparently. You know, that kind of a thing. So, I don't know. It's a good question.
4 weeks in, dolphin became flirtatious, nibbled at her, rubbed against her leg, and his urges became more lusty. And that's what started it all.
How do you differentiate between a dolphin just, you know, doing something or doing something lustily?
Personally,
you don't have to answer.
Personally,
I
don't
know. Have you been to SeaWorld, Richie Rich?
But I am able to recognize when humans become more lusty.
Right.
There are the behaviors there.
Let's go to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. And your female co-host, I can't remember what her name is.
She says it at the beginning of every segment.
It's Nikki.
I know, it just slipped my mind. Anyway, with this dolphin chick here, now I'm assuming if this is taking place in like 2 foot of water, right?
So yeah, 22 inches of salt water, yes.
Okay, so theoretically the dolphin's going to have to breathe during this sexual experience, okay? So follow my train of thought here. That means that the handler had to reach down and perform this underhandedly, so to speak. So, proving even in the 60s, yes. NASA's research was underhanded. All right, now I think maybe this girl should have taken on some other form of marine mammal, maybe like seals or something, because everybody knows that every seal has a porpoise.
Huh. Oh, Captain already did the porpoise joke. Yeah. You don't get credit for that.
I know, but I've been using that every seal has a porpoise thing for years. I claim originality on that one.
Thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate it.
Hey, did you guys know that more people get raped by dolphins every year than die from COVID?
What? So that can't be true.
Yep. 14 people.
Google told me so. 14 people.
Every year get raped by a dolphin.
Every year?
Okay. It's more than COVID. Okay, more deaths than COVID.
Wait. Whose job is it to go around counting the dolphin rapes?
I'm pretty sure they get reported.
Of course, but there still has to be somebody who's like, yeah, you know, you have to compile at the end of the year and you say, oh, look, 14.
Look,
or
it's,
whatever.
It's probably a
is that on average or just.
On average.
Okay,
yeah.
It's probably, really
sometimes
weird.
It's more, sometimes it's less.
It'd be really weird if it was actually 14 every year.
It's probably the same 14 dolphins. They have a gang. I found an article about the dolphin raping.
It's probably a conservative estimate, because those are the only rapes that happen in captivity, not even the ones that happen in the wild.
Wow.
When was the last time you went to SeaWorld, Captain?
I did my time on the ocean.
With your shark hunting?
Well, shark. Swordfish, tuna. Yeah, it wasn't, you know.
So the funding ran out. The house has to get closed. Peter the dolphin was sad. Peter was shipped away from Margaret, being taken 1,000 miles away to Dr. Lilly's other, much smaller lab in Florida.
Mm.
Within weeks, the seemingly heartbroken dolphin had died in an apparent act of suicide as he was kept in cramped conditions without his lover.
They didn't even release him into the wild?
Cramped conditions.
NASA!
They should have played that Queen song, Don't Try Suicide, for him in his new location. Maybe that would have helped. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live.
Your mom's favorite talk show.
I have the proverbial your mom. Like, I make plenty of jokes about that. And sometimes I have to clarify to people when I make these jokes that, look, don't take it personally. I'm not talking about, when I say your mom, I mean it in the broad sense of
talking
like
about everybody's mom,
right? Not necessarily yours specifically, even though it can totally be construed that way. So it is Free Talk Live. We're in the final segment, so if you didn't get your call in already, we'll probably not get to it. But you can...
Unscreened! Well, best way to do it!
Yeah. What do they call it?
No.
Bareback? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
However, if you...
Dolphin-backed?
If you would like to call in, we do this show 7 nights a week, so call in between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern. Even if you hear this show outside of those are the hours in which the show is live, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. So if you hear this show and it's like Tuesday afternoon or something, don't call in then. Call in 7 to 10 p.m.
Well, 7 to like 9:45 then. Right, because you're not going to take an unscreened call at the last thing.
You don't know that.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we do the unscreened calls thing.
You don't know that either.
Call at 9:55 and
it's
see if you call
it's host discretion,
okay.
Pal.
All right.
Yeah. So, at any rate, we've been talking about this suicidal dolphin that was part of a weird NASA experiment who somehow fell in love with the female experimentor who was trying to teach or figure out if the dolphin could learn English.
Right.
Or to speak.
The experiment was to put them together for 10 weeks to see if they could teach the dolphin to speak as a way to understand aliens in the future.
Right. And so the story went on to talk about how the dolphin fell in love with her, assuming the dolphin is male.
His name's Peter.
I mean, you know, maybe his name is Peter for a reason.
I'm going to assume the dolphin was male.
I'm assuming the dolphin is male. And okay. I'm assuming the person, what was her name, Maggie? Margaret?
Margaret Howe.
Okay. Yes, Margaret. How indeed. How indeed.
How could you?
Anyway, so they go on to,
sensual.
To say, they go on to say, and I don't know how you scientifically, you know, quantify this, but they say that the dolphin was in love with her, right?
Right.
Let's just assume that's true.
It seems fair at this point.
This can't be the only, like, human-dolphin, you know, sort of love interaction that has ever occurred then. And it occurs to me that, like, how many of this type of a thing has happened when it's the other way around, where the dolphin is female and the trainer, arguably, or whoever the human is male?
Excellent question, Kevin.
Do you have the answer?
I don't have the answer for that. I do know there's, like, 14 dolphin rapes per year, though, so it does happen one way or the other.
So, okay, I get that. But there has to be some sort of accounting for this, you would think. If this happened in, like, the 60s, you would think that folks who are training dolphins and otherwise using dolphins for different things would have some sort of accounting for this type of a thing.
And I kind of want to throw this back at you because you're sitting in front of the big computer with the full-size keyboard.
Only there was a magic rectangle.
Uncle Google in
might have. Oh, don't say that word. Don't give them any free press.
Uncle DuckDuckGo.
There we go.
Okay.
You also have a device in front of your hand.
I know, but I'm reading the article.
I can't find anything about the female dolphins. Right. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
Thanks for asking.
Margaret.
You looked.
Got a phone call from John Lilly. John called me himself to tell me, he said, Peter had committed suicide, he told the Guardian. The lab's vet, Andy Williamson, even attributed the death to a broken heart as he was ripped away from Margaret. He said, Margaret could rationalize it, but when she left, could Peter? Here's the love of his life, gone. This is when the experiment ended. Rick O'Barry from animal rights organization The Dolphin Project...
Okay, so it turns out...
I didn't
out,
think it could get
oddly,
weirder.
Oddly specific name.
I have an answer. It's okay. Only the males.
Only the males do the raping?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they don't just rape people. They also rape female dolphins.
I think. Well, part of Captain's question was how many times does a male trainer sexually interact with a female dolphin?
Yeah, or even fall in love or whatever, right? You know, because...
I don't know.
My guess is if it happens... in this way, where it's a male dolphin and a female, we'll call it trainer for lack of a better word, then presumably it could also happen the other way around.
Presumably you're correct. Has it happened? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
The Dolphin Project guy also backs the description of Peter's death as a suicide. He said, dolphins are not automatic air breathers like we are. Every breath is a conscious effort. If life becomes too unbearable, the dolphin just takes a breath. And they sink to the bottom. They don't take the next breath. So that's how, you know, like, apparently there was no impetus to rise and get that air.
And no, you know, aquatic Kevorkian necessary.
Yep, just sink to the bottom and don't take the next breath and, you know, peacefully gone. Scientists are split over whether dolphins have the mental capacity to participate in suicide in the human sense of the word. I don't know. Seems pretty obvious with that description. However, distressed animals are well known to engage in self-destructive behavior that may prove fatal, such as the case of Hugo the whale, who rammed his head into his tank so often that he suffered a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, thanks, I remember that. SeaWorld.
I remember that story, too. Yeah. Lori Marino, a behavioral neuroscientist, dolphin expert, and founder of the Camella Center for Animal Advocacy, published a paper which argues as much. She writes that the brains have sophisticated capacity for emotion and the kinds of thinking processes that would be involved in complex motivational states, such as those that accompany the thoughts of suicide. That's the end of the article.
Do they have the... Like, part of... first of all, I, based on the article and what we've discussed, I believe the dolphin did commit suicide.
I agree.
Was the suicide a result of the broken heart as the story would, you know, the monster would love, right, implies. Yeah. Or was it because they moved him to a much smaller and much crappier environment where he just lacked the desire to go on because he knew he was imprisoned, if you will?
There is a case to be made for that, especially if they're saying, you know, doesn't have the complex brain to rationalize why the experiment ended, why he was taken away in the first place. Who knows?
Dolphins are also animals that travel a pretty wide distance.
Yeah.
So it's like the same thing was happening with the whales at SeaWorld. It was basically like a human being living in a bathtub, and they travel like miles and miles and miles. I actually have a shark tracker on my phone. It's pretty cool. They chip.
Don't show it to Captain. He'll kill it.
They chip the sharks so they can track them, and they go up and down the east coast of the United States.
Yeah.
And they go far.
Great. Now I've got a parody of Cop Killer stuck in my head, except it's Shark Killer.
Nice.
Right, and it's all like me being a thug, and, you know, he's a shark killer. Anyway.
Shark killer.
No, it is true. The fish do travel, and they travel far and wide and great distances for certain. Having been on a long-line fishing boat, we did catch a very specific type of tuna fish called bluefin.
Yep.
And bluefin are basically giant tuna fish. That's how you differentiate them from the other tuna. And
the small ones that you can put in a can.
No, the small ones.
Those are chickens.
Oh,
yeah. The small ones are actually probably, I don't know, 50 pounds or something like that.
It's a joke because of the size of the chicken.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, right. Thanks. And actual fresh tuna does not taste anything like a tuna out of the can.
Yes, it is much better.
It's far superior in every
way. Far superior.
But my point is that the bluefins only show up once per season, and they come up through the mouth of, in the Gulf of Mexico, in between Mexico and Florida, and they come up through that alleyway. So, and predictably, right? And they're like, yeah, I guess it's about bluefin season, and so some ships will show up and they'll fish that particular area. So it's not really all that difficult. I mean, there is difficulty in longlining. Longlining is the far more sane approach to fishing, in my estimation. Rather than netting, right, which is the one everybody always complains about. Longline is very specific where you have...
Or the Japanese corralling.
Right, yes. Longline is very specific, and longlining can be very specific to the type of fish, right? It was the same technique, but three different trips that we did. So it was swordfish, shark, and tuna. And on one trip, we did get the bluefin. Sadly, we are out of time. If you missed any of this episode, well, you're lost. But hey, good news, you can find it on the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and peace.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.